Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain stories of an extremely sensual nature. So please only continue to listen if you are an adult and are willing to explore your deepest sensual desires with me. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to Wild in Bed, your Sunday night listening venue for sensuous pleasure, erotic meditation, and some damn right filthy stories. Now this week, I'm going to take you through a story, a little story I penned myself. I'd like to say it was all my idea, but if you've ever come to my website, wilddesires.com, you'll know that a lot of my inspiration comes from books I've read. They give me the foundation of a lot of my filthy little ideas. So I'd like to claim this was all the produce of my filthy little mind, but unfortunately not. It was actually inspired by Call Me Sugar from Lacey Hightower. Now, that is a menage romance. It's a very good one, as you'll know if you've listened to any of my earlier stuff. I do like it. I like it a lot, and I think you should go out and buy it, but that's just me. But this story is completely standalone, so I hope you enjoy. Now, as always, the best way to enjoy these stories is to lay back on your bed and just for a moment loosen any clothing. That's it. Close your eyes. Just let the sound of my voice wash over you. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, we will begin. Trixie watched as the sun dipped behind the horizon. The pink glow in the sky promised of a better tomorrow. Well, it could hardly be much worse, she thought. 5 years ago, she had been on this very bus, even the same driver, if she remembered correctly, escaping this godforsaken backwater to find a life for herself. There had to be more than the repetitive days of small-town living. She couldn't say she hadn't discovered more. Her horizons had certainly been broadened, but very little of it was an experience that she ever wanted to repeat. Although some moments had been interesting, she had to admit. Broken with little way of escape, she had to go cap in hand back to her mom. Returning home had always been an option, but not one she had ever particularly wanted to resort to. Consoling herself that it wouldn't be forever, maybe a few weeks, tops. She was more worldly wise now. The big city lights had certainly knocked the innocent little girl out of her. Next time she would be prepared. Happy with the internal negotiations, she accepted the boredom of the next few weeks as a stopgap. After all, nothing ever happened here. She could probably guess what every single resident had done today and tomorrow, and probably for the rest of the time she was here. The monotony of it sent a shiver down her spine. It was only just 9 p.m. when the bus pulled at the terminal. Her rucksack in hand, Trixie stepped off the bus with a resigned sigh, ignoring the bus doors closing behind her. She looked around the small square in front of her. Damn! She was sure those same flowers were there when she left. Does nothing actually happen in this place? Across the way lay the road home. It wasn't a long walk, but already Trixie could feel anonymous weight in her feet at the thought of having to walk those few yards. A light flickered to break her attention. Harry's Bar. Yep, that old neon light had never been fixed. In all her years living in this town, she had never figured out who Harry was or how that place stayed open. No one ever seemed to spend a large amount of time and probably money in that place. In fact, the greatest attraction had been it had the only pool table in town. It had also employed two of her ex-boyfriends, Craig and Jamie. At different times, of course. Though she had spent quite a bit of time in there, and quite a few hours on the pool table, she remembered, grinning to herself. But she had never spent one dime. What's the point of having a boyfriend behind the bar if you have to pay for your drinks? Harry's bar seemed suddenly inviting, if only because it wasn't going home and that final acceptance of failure. Not to mention her mum fussing over as if she'd been in a car wreck. The door creaked open in the same way it always had, and the smell of pine and beer flooded over her as she walked through. Truly nothing changes. Good to see the pool table still there. I wonder if anyone else has ever used it in that way. Empty as ever, not even anyone behind the bar. Maybe this had been a bad idea after all. Walking to the pool table, Trixie caressed the velvet, her fingertips dancing across the soft material. Her mind drifted back to those nights. Closing her eyes, she fancied she might feel a damp patch on the material. Maybe from her last night here. It did get rather intense. Letting her hands wander to the edge of the table, wondering for a moment if her panties might still be in that pocket, she let two fingers slide in. Nothing. Obviously, they cleaned this place more often than she gave them credit for. No, we cleared that out ages ago. Although I did keep them for a while. Craig emerged from the shadows, grinning at her. Trixie Malloy, as I live and breathe. I thought you'd left us all stay-at-homes behind in your dust when you went in search of fame and fortune. Craig, why on earth are you still working here? His smile lit up the shadows, as it did all those years ago. Oh, I don't just work here anymore. I own it now. His strong chest seemed to expand a couple of inches, stretching his shirt with pride. Oh, why? Her shock evidence in her voice. Why not? It pays the bills. I got it for a still, and let's face it, Trixie, there's not a whole load of jobs around these parts for somebody with my qualifications. He adjusted his waistband. Trixie wasn't sure if he did that out of habit or to emphasize the impressive bulge in his pants when he mentioned his qualifications. Her eyes gravitated naturally towards it. He was most definitely hard under those fine tailored trousers. Still got it, she congratulated herself, proud of the effect she could still have on him so quickly after all this time. The memories of his hard cock and how good it felt caused her body to respond. A single drip of warm excitement dripped down her thigh as she held a gentle moan back.
Well, the truth is we both own it. The unmistakably resonant voice of Jamie had her hotspots leap to life. Jesus, this is all she needed. Both exes in the bar at once, this might get a little messy. Neither were known for their calm temperament, and if Craig was aroused, as his bowl suggested, he wouldn't want any company. And to be frank, nor did Trixie. It had been a while since she felt any intense pleasure in the sight of Craig's cock. Bulging inside his pants was too tempting to resist. She could already taste him on her lips.
Good to see you, Trixie. It's been a long time. How's it going?
Walking past her towards the bar, his confident stride unchanged by the years.
Would you like a drink? None of those fancy cocktails you're probably used to now.
We still do have Chardonnay, if that's your drink of choice. Thanks, just a glass of Chardonnay would be excellent. At last, a drink. She needed it to calm her nerves. Unsure where this conversation would end up.
Both men had asked her not to go. But she had anyway, and since that night she hadn't had any contact with either of them. As Jamie passed Craig, his hand dropped, squeezing Craig's bulge through his pants. Oh my God, they're together. The briefest sight of that touch sent her desires into overdrive. Suddenly her core was acting like never before. The heat that a few seconds ago was a warm glow was now positively a furnace. Trixie heard herself moan loudly.
Oh, Jamie, looks like Trixie is a little kinkier than we thought, Craig announced with a devilish grin.
Jamie smiled from behind the bar. The blush of embarrassment flooded over Trixie's body. She was still trying to come to terms with her newfound desire, and this was not helping one bit. Jamie moved around the bar to give Trixie a drink. Turning to return, he paused by Craig. Putting his hand down, he gave that impressive bulge another very theatric squeeze, rubbing his hand up and down Craig's shaft through his pants.
Does that turn you on, Trixie?
Jamie smiled, his hand staying just where it was. Having just taken a large sip of wine, Trixie swallowed it quickly. She couldn't deny the sensations that were running riot over her body. Every nerve felt as if electricity was pulsing through it, and she was damn sure she could hear the throbbing of her pussy vibrating in her ears.
Maybe us small town boys can show a little girl from the big city a thing or two.
Craig's teeth flashed a brilliant white as he grinned in that way that showed things were about to get a whole lot more interesting.
Still nice to see your nipples still let us know when we're doing it right.
Suddenly very self-aware, Trixie moved her arm over her breasts. God, she could feel every breath moving through her body as the lace of her bra caressed her nipples. Knowing that they had seen just how erect they were turned her on even more. She could feel the throbbing, thumping inside of her sex, urgently requiring satisfaction. But right now, she wasn't sure if they were just teasing her, perhaps revenge for leaving them both behind. Jamie's hand slid the zipper of Craig's pants down, sliding his hand inside. Memories flooded through Trixie's mind as he wrestled with Craig's well-sized erection, only just managing to release it from his pants. Watching Trixie's face as he rubbed his thumb fairly over the tip of Craig's cock, her attempts to hide her arousal betrayed by her mouth, releasing gentle moans, and the caress of her tongue across her lips. God, how she could remember how good that tasted.
Oh, I do think someone likes our little show, Craig. Maybe it's time to warm things up a bit.
Jamie strolled to the door, locking it, and then returning past Trixie, taking a moment to take a large sip of her wine. Leaning over the bar, he grabbed a small packet from behind it, and then returned to Craig's unattended erection. Without a word, Jamie sank to his knees, quickly guiding Craig's throbbing cock between his lips as his tongue moved around him. The ice-cold Chardonnay intensifying the throbbing in Craig's erection, sliding his lips down Craig's pulsing shaft, his tongue circling every inch as he moved up and down. A gentle hum along his lips intensifying every sensation as he felt Craig touch the back of his throat. He slid back up, pressing his tongue along the underside of his erection, dragging the edge of his teeth along his shaft, then stopping at that spot, just there, and teasing the most sensitive spot along his cock. Opening the packet of Pop Rocks, he quickly emptied a large portion into his mouth as he slid back down Craig's manhood, his tongue working overtime as a candy caused little explosions all the way along Craig's shaft. Beneath the candy and the wine, he could already taste the first hints of pre-cum, Sliding a hand between Craig's legs, he massaged that spot halfway between his balls and ass, that spot he knew would drive him over the edge. Craig forced his eyes closed. He wanted to intensify the sensation, and having Trixie watch was making it so much hotter. The candy exploding along his shaft made every nerve tingle in his cock. God, he knew he couldn't hold back much longer. He could already feel the swell of cum moving up his shaft. Pushing his fingers through Jamie's dark hair, trying to steady himself, he could feel his legs trembling, about to give out. Then that finger pushing hard against his spot, forcing his cock to grow even harder, massaging him. When it slid into his ass, he couldn't hold back, exploding in Jamie's mouth with such an intense power, he felt he might faint. Trixie could feel every move of Jamie's head. She had felt it 1,000 times before. There were mornings, months after she'd left, when she'd awakened, sure his head was between her thighs. Craig might have been well endowed, but Jesus, Jamie knew exactly what to do with what he had. Going down and finger play were a speciality of his, and he knew how damn good he was at it. He was the most sensuous man she had ever met. Many times he had her desperate just to feel his tongue, his fingers touch her. Trixie felt the pleasure in Craig's face. She knew the uncontrollable sensations Jamie could create with one flick of his tongue, and the way his fingers could touch you, find spots you didn't know were that intense. He could always give Trixie the most intense orgasms within a few seconds. The mixture of his tongue and fingers were a lethal cocktail of orgasmic pleasure. Jesus! How could she feel this so deep in her sex, on her clit? She was just watching, for Christ's sake, watching Craig's face, listening to his guttural moans, knowing he was about to come. She could feel an orgasm already beginning to burn within her. Without thinking, her fingers had moved between her thighs, rubbing herself through the material of her skirt. God, she was so wet. She could feel it dripping down her thighs. Damn, her clit throbbed as his head moved, as Craig staggered, his orgasm overpowering him. Trixie felt her own orgasm explode. Her dampness moved down her thighs as the lips to her passion clutched, hungry for something more. Craig steadied himself against the bar with one hand as Jamie stood up, his still hard cock obviously trembling from his orgasm. For some reason, Trixie just couldn't take her eyes off the white cream of Craig's satisfaction dripping down his chin as he walked towards her. Leaning in next to her ear, he whispered, "I call this triple C," kissing her deeply, tasting the warmth of Craig's cum in his mouth, the taste intensified by the sweet Chardonnay still on his tongue. God, he could kiss. She'd forgotten how good he was at kissing. His fingers moving forcibly through her hair, turning her head to one side as he kissed her neck, the edge of his teeth, teasing that soft flesh that never failed but to turn Trixie on. "That Chardonnay income, in case you're wondering," he whispered as his wicked tongue moved up and down her neck, sending tremors right through to her clit. The waves of her last orgasm still flooding over Trixie, she could feel them building again. Jesus, just his caress was orgasmic. Curiosity overpowering any good sense she had left, she whispered, "What's the third C for?" "So glad you asked," he replied, a devilish grin on his face, his normally blue eyes going a shade of grey. Without warning, he lifted her skirt and pushed two fingers along the inside of her panties, thrusting deep into her sex, the heel of his palm rocking hard against her clit as he massaged along the length of her wall. "Fuck!" she cried, unable to control the orgasm that exploded deep within her. Her knees buckled from the intensity. Damn, how did he find that spot so easily? Catching her as she stumbled, he leaned her back against the pool table, her pulse thundering through her body as she gasped for air. He turned away from her on a hill, grabbed the ice bucket from the bar and turned back again. Suddenly his body was over her. She could feel his breath against her lips. God, his lips, promising nothing but endless sensuous pleasure. Between the most passionate, arousing kisses Trixie could remember, he whispered, "Come again, of course." Pushing her back so she could do nothing but lay on the pool table, being across the width, her head and shoulders dropped over the far side. Her arms spread along the woodwork on the side. Her fingers grasped the edge of the pocket. He kissed down the V of her shirt, unbuttoning slowly as he moved down, his lips lingering between her breasts, caressing the curves. Trixie was well aware that she was not overly endowed in the breast department, but Jamie had always preferred that, saying it made them more sensitive, and right now they were burning with sensitivity. Every kiss made her ache, just to feel him inside her again. "Craig," he called gently, "I think Trixie might like a reminder of how it feels to have your impressive cock in her mouth." Before Trixie knew it, Craig was stood next to her, his cock still throbbing, although more gently now as he eased it between her lips. Gently he pushed his semi-hard cock into her mouth, her lips hungrily tasting the cum that still dribbled from its tip. Even semi-hard, her lips were tight around him. Easing in and out of her mouth, he began to swell, getting firmer with every motion, pushing further into her throat, her tongue exploring every inch of that beautiful shaft, tasting his deliciously silken skin as he slid into her welcoming mouth, faster and faster. Jamie undid her last button, kissing over her stomach, over that spot just below her navel, so sensuously. It caused a vibration to ache deep within inside Trixie, as if his lips were caressing the very walls of her sex. Taking two cubes of ice out of the bucket, he massaged them to smooth off the hard edges, creating something very similar to an ice cone shape with each one. And as he slid one into her ass, the cold intrusion forcing her to lift her legs and push on the edge of the table. The slow melting sensation causing the hot throbbing in her sex to grow, the muscles around her lips tensing and releasing, hungry to feel a cock inside her. Either would do. She just needed to feel it so bad. Sliding the other ice cone into his mouth, Jamie slid his head between Trixie's thighs, his mouth sucking at the lips of her desire, the ice cone melting on his tongue. Her back arched as she felt the ice-cold drips between her lips, feeling the heat of his tongue and the heat of her desire, sucking her lips harder. She was surprised that something so cold could make her burn inside so intensely. His tongue caressed around her lips, teasing at the bottom of them, causing her thighs to tense in preparation, moving up slowly, hinting at pushing deep inside of her. She felt the first drops of ice water against her clit. The clutching in her body overpowered any resistance she had left. Craig's cock in her mouth stifled a moan as she felt the orgasm rising. Jamie's mouth moved over her sex, pushing the ice firmly inside of her, the shock of cold causing her body to explode in pleasure, the waves of her orgasm flooding up and down her body. Jamie took the rest of the packet of Pop Rocks and quickly dropped it onto his tongue, pushing it deep inside her. Her orgasm intensified as she felt the candy popping inside her, thousands of little explosions right there in her sex as Jamie pushed his tongue deeper, sucking her clit between his teeth in the most salacious way. Another orgasm flooded over her body, writhing in uncontrolled pleasure. Craig held her shoulders still as he pushed deep into her throat, struggling to catch her breath. Trixie grasped along his hardening cock, releasing her shoulders, his cock sliding out of her mouth. Finally given access to air, Trixie gasped heavily, Jamie stood between her thighs, mercilessly thrusting his cock into her. His hand grasped her thighs as he pulled her back onto him, looking up into his eyes. Full of passion, full of desire, she wrapped her legs around his waist. Stopping his motion for a moment, Trixie was surprised to feel hands on her ankles, pulling her legs away from Jamie. There was a moment when she wondered what might happen next. Craig fingered Jamie's ass in preparation, sliding two fingers deep inside. Moaning in response, Jamie could feel his cock trembling in Trixie's welcoming pussy. The first thrust of Craig's cock was always the hardest, stretching Jamie's muscles again. With Craig inside, his thrusting gaining momentum, Jamie pushed into Trixie again. The intensity of the thrust from both men was incredible, like being fucked by a jackhammer. Their hands on her thighs, on her ankles, pulling her onto Jamie's throbbing cock. She screamed in pleasure. He was so deep inside of her, her lips stretched around him, sucking at him, urging him to release his satisfaction. Slapping her clit with every thrust, that stinging pleasure sending shockwaves up and down her body. Opening her eyes, both men looked back at her. The severity of the gaze showed just how close they were. Craig thrust hard into Jamie, exploding with delicious cum, causing Jamie to thrust as hard as he could into Trixie, both exploding in rapturous delight. Her pussy ached as the orgasm exploded through her body with an intensity so new, so different. As the men pulled themselves out, Trixie lay on the pool table, exhausted, spent, sated. Always the first to speak, Craig gasped. "So, Trixie, how long are you in town for?" She slid off the pool table, stumbling as her legs gave way. She felt completely helpless as they helped her into a corner seat. Her heart racing so fast she felt it might explode. It took Trixie a couple of minutes to speak. "A lot longer than I originally planned," her voice reduced to a whisper. Both men sat either side of her as she quietly relaxed. Her hands dropped without thinking into their laps, her fingers caressing their softening cocks. "Mine. All mine," Trixie mused in her satisfaction. So I hope you liked that little story. Now next week I will be doing an erotic meditation. Well, I say an erotic meditation, it's actually a sensuous meditation. It's a very deep, relaxing, sensuous meditation. It's specially created just for Wild in Bed. So, tune in and enjoy. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. You know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com. And grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.